Praise the Lord for the beautiful song.
我们感谢神赐给我们这个美妙的歌声。
Thank the Lord for the opportunity to come this morning and to share God's word with you.
我也感谢神赐给我这个机会，让我今天早上能够跟各位分享信息。
And the title of this morning's message is Worshiping the Lord with Thanksgiving.
今天早上我正道的题目是以感谢敬拜主。
And I'd like to begin by just reading two verses.
我们一开始我们先念两段经文 两节经文。
Psalm 69 verses 30 and 31.
诗篇第六十九篇第三十节到三十一节。
Psalm 69, 30 to 31.
诗篇六十九篇三十三十一节。
I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull with its horns and hoofs.
诗篇第六十九篇第三十节，我要以诗歌赞美神的名，以感谢称他为大，这便叫耶和华喜悦，胜似献牛。或是献有角有蹄的公牛。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come here this morning as your people, as your children, to worship you.
亲爱的天父，今天早上我们以你的子民，以你的儿女的身份，来到你的殿中敬拜你。
Lord, as we come before you this morning, we recognize indeed how great thou art.
我们来到你的面前，我们认识到你的确是伟大的神。
Lord, we acknowledge your power, your majesty, your sovereignty.
我们也承认你的主权，你的大能，你的大力。
But Lord, also as we just heard from the song, Lord, we are reminded that you are also God with us.
但是就像刚才我们所听到诗班所唱的，另一方面你也提醒我们你是与我们同在的神。
You have promised that you will never leave us or forsake us.
你应许过你绝对不会抛弃我们。
So Lord, we come before you this morning and we ask that you would teach us, Lord, remind us, Lord, through your word of who you are and what you have done.
所以我们要求你求告你，今天我们来到你的面前，求主来教导我们，提醒我们你是谁，你为我们成就了怎么样的事工。
And Lord, may it result in us worshiping you in thanksgiving.
也求主帮助借着这样的信息，让我们能够更懂得怎么样敬拜你，感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I think as all of you know, this coming Thursday will be Thanksgiving.
我想我们大家都知道这个星期四是感恩节。
And when we talk about Thanksgiving, we usually focus on remembering what God has done and how he has blessed us.
当我们想到感恩节的时候，我们就被提醒，一般来说我们会想到神在过去给了我们一些什么样的祝福，他为我们成就了什么。
But as we look at some of the Psalms,We see that being thankful to the Lord is much more than simply remembering His blessings in our lives.
但是当我们阅读诗篇的时候，我们发现其实感谢神不仅限于记得神在我们身上的恩惠。
If we are truly thankful, it must actually change our lives.
如果我们是真心诚意的感谢神，那么这个感谢应该导致我们改变了自己的生活或生命。
From the psalmists, we see that being thankful to God is actually a key way that we worship Him.
从诗篇来看，我们知道我们感谢神的一个最关键的方式是
is a key way that we worship him.
是应该是我们从感谢是我们敬拜他的一个最关键的方式。
And it is something that we should be doing constantly and not just around Thanksgiving Day.
而且这个感谢应该是不断的感谢而不是只是感恩节的时候才献上感谢。
And as we have seen in the verses we just read, a key reason we give thanks should be that this is pleasing to the Lord.
我们从刚才所念的经文我们发现我们感谢应该的主要的目的是因为我们感谢神的话就会叫耶和华喜悦。
I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull with its horns and hoofs.
我要以诗歌赞美神的名，以感谢称他为大，这便叫耶和华喜悦，胜似献牛或是献有角有蹄的公牛。
More than any physical offering that we can give to him.
感谢胜过我们所能够献给神的一切的物质方面的奉献。
Physical meaning material offering.
这个具体的或者是表示指的是物质方面的奉献。
Anytime that God is being acknowledged or recognized for who he is.
每一次当我们承认或者我们认识到神是是怎么样的一位神，他是谁的时候。
For what he has done or for what he is able to do.
每一次我们感谢他或赞美他，为他曾经在我曾经成就过的大事，或者为他有能力成就的大事的时候。
He is being glorified.
那么他的名就被高举了。
So when we give thanks to God, then we are doing all of these things.
所以当我们感谢神的时候，我们所做的就是应该是刚才所说的所有的那些事。
He's glorified, he's worshipped. Furthermore, he is pleased when we do this.
他的名被高举，他被敬拜，而且最重要的，他就因此就喜悦了。
There are so many things that God has blessed us with, and yet we often take them for granted.
我们在一生中，神曾经给过我们种种的恩惠，但是往往我们会觉得那是理所当然的。
Our health, our friends, loving parents.
比方说我们的健康，我们的朋友，爱我们的父母。
Opportunity to have a good education, a good church.
受教育的机会，好的教会。
The freedom to worship, food, and a home, a roof over our heads.
或者是能够有自由敬拜他的自由，我们有吃有穿，有一个可以供我们遮风避雨的房子等等。
And especially our salvation.
特别是他所赐给我们的救赎。
The assurance that in Christ.Our sins are forgiven, and we have eternal life.
他给了我们一个确据，就是在基督里，我们的罪得到赦免，我们会有永恒的生命。
And when we sincerely thank God for His salvation and His blessings upon us,
当我们真心诚意的为他给我们的救赎，为他给我们的祝福献上感谢的时候，
we are acknowledging God as gracious.
我们就等于是承认他是一位蛮有恩慈的主。
That we are undeserving of any good thing from the Lord.
我们也等于承认我们他给我们的一切的祝福都是我们原来不配得的。
We are also acknowledging his goodness to us as our provider.
我们也等于是承认他是一位良善的神，他供应我们。的一切。
And that he is the source of all the blessings.
我们也等于是承认他是我们所有的祝福的源头。
What do we have that we can truly boast about?
所以有什么我们自己拥有的是我们可以自夸的呢？
Our nice personality?
是我们的这个性情好，我们可以自夸吗
？Our looks，
或者我们的长相
？Our academic ability，
我们在学业上的成就能力
？The fact that we have a good family，
或者我们拥有一个好的家庭
？That we have good friends，
我们有好朋友
？That we are physically fit。
我们身体健康。
That we have certain talents or gifts that we possess.
我们拥有某些的才能或者是恩赐。
Of all those things that I just mentioned, how many of those really can we take credit for ourselves?
在我刚才提到的这种种的我们所拥有的，我们到底有什么我们自己可以居功的？
The answer is none.
当然这个回答是我们没有任何一样我们自己可以自夸。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7, this is something that Paul had to remind the believers at Corinth.
哥林多前书第
4:7.
第四章第七节保罗这么提醒哥林多教会的人。哥林多前书第四章第七节。
Who had become prideful.
因为哥林多教会的人变得有点高傲。
And in verse 7 he says, For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?
哥林多前书第四章第七节，使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
Paul says in Acts 17:28 that for in him we live and move and have our being.
保罗在《使徒行传》第十七章第八节，第十七章第二十八节这么说，我们的。第十七章第二，我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
Our very existence is dependent on the Lord.
我们之所以能存活，在这世上，完全是靠着他。
But the Bible tells us that we are not only to thank Him for the so-called good things in life.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们不只是要为他。给我们所谓的好的事情或东西感谢他。
But also to thank him for the difficulties that we have in life, the seemingly bad things that happen.
圣经也告诉我们，我们也应该为那些似乎是不太好的事情、挑战或困难来感谢他。
Even though we may not understand why they have happened or are happening to us.
即使我们可能不明白为什么某些事情发生在我们身上或者正在发生。
When we thank him, even for our difficulties,
当我们为我们的献上感谢甚至为我们所遭遇的困难感谢他的时候
then we are acknowledging that God is sovereign, he is wise, he is good, and he is loving.
那么我们是等于承认他是有主权的他是良善的他是信实的他是值得我们感谢的。
And that even though we may not understand, God is still in control.
即使是我们不明白但是不管怎么样神总是在掌控一切。
He's still in control of all things in our lives.And still desiring the best for us.
他一直在掌管我们生活中、生命中的一切，而且他所希望我们有的总是最好的。
There was a man called Matthew Henry who wrote a commentary on every book of the Bible.
有一位解经家叫 Matthew Henry， 他圣经上每一卷书他都写过注释本。
And there was once when he was robbed.
有一次他被抢了。
And the thieves took everything that he had that was of any value.
那个人把他所有的有价值的东西都抢掉了。
It was not a pleasant experience.
当然这不是一个令人愉快的经验。
But later that evening, he wrote these words in his diary.
但是那天晚上他在日记上这么写着。
He said, I am thankful that during these years, I have never been robbed before.
他说我感谢神这么多年来我从来没有被抢劫过。
And even though they took my money, they did not take my life.
我感谢神虽然他们拿去了我的钱金钱但是他们没有拿去我的生命。
Although they took all I had, it was not much.
虽然他们把我所有的都拿抢走了但是并不多。
Finally, I am grateful that it was I who was robbed, not I who robbed.
最后我要感谢神的是是我被抢了而不是我去抢人的东西。
This was a man who was glorifying, who was worshiping the Lord with thanksgiving.
所以他用感谢来称颂神来归荣耀给神。
Brothers and sisters, I'll be the first to tell you that as I share these words with you this morning, the first person that needs to hear them or the one that needs to hear these words the most is myself.
我要跟各位弟兄姐妹说，我今天跟各位分享信息，读这些经文的时候，第一个，需要被提醒的是我自己。
I'd like to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第十八节。
1 Thessalonians 5, 18.
第五章第十八节。
Paul says, Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节。要凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
I was very encouraged recently, and during a testimony sharing time, there was a sister who shared a testimony, and this sister was undergoing a terminal illness.
最近在一个听到一位姐妹做的见证，我自己很得到激励。这位姐妹。姐妹得到了一个很棘手的病。
And she kept on saying, I really thank the Lord for giving me, allowing me to go through this difficult situation in my life.
她一直说我感谢神让我有机会能够经历这一切的困难。
Because it has brought me closer to the Lord.
因为借着这个经历，我跟神更亲近了。
And it has given me a little bit better knowledge of who He is.
这也让我多一点明白神是怎么样的一位神。
And she said, and that is just so precious.
她说这些都是很珍贵的。
And she just kept on saying that it's so precious.
她一直说这是。这个经历是如此的宝贵，如此的珍贵。
She was an example of giving thanks in all circumstances.
她就是凡事谢恩一个最好的榜样。
Ultimately, being able to give thanks in all circumstances is acknowledging God as God.
归根究底的说，凡事谢恩。所隐藏的意思就是我们承认他是神。
And is an indication of our humility, our submission, and our reverence before him.
这也表明我们在他面前的谦卑，我们在他面前的顺服，我们在他面前的敬拜。
When we are able to give thanks in all circumstances,
如果我们能够凡事谢恩。
We are consistently recognizing and accepting the fact that all that we have ultimately comes from Him.
我们是就是等于在承认我们所有的一切，不管是好的或坏的，都是来自他。
That's shows humility and reverence before the Lord.
表明我们在神面前我们有谦卑我们有敬畏。
We are also consistently recognizing that His control in our lives overshadows and supersedes our own attempts at controlling our lives.
如果我们凡事谢恩，不管是好的或坏的，这也是表明他在我们生命中的主权，他的意愿盖过了我们自己想要掌控我们自己的生命的意愿跟希望。
That also shows humility and reverence.
这也表明我们在他面前有谦卑的态度。
And it is when we give up trying to control every aspect of our own lives and begin to give thanks for the things that bother us so much.
当我们决定要放弃我们对我们生命中的生活上的每一个方面都要掌控的这样一个意愿而且把发生在我们身上的事都献上感谢的时候
that we will truly experience the peace of God and the joy of the Lord.
那个时候我们就会真经历到从神那儿来的平安跟喜乐。
So often we're simply not able to accept what God in His sovereign grace and love has brought into our lives.
常常我们不能够接受有主权的神通过他的恩典通过他的慈爱容许某些事情发生在我们身上的这个事实。
In 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 7, We don't need to turn to it, but in 1 Chronicles 16, verse 7 and following, we see a very long psalm of thanks that is attributed to David.
在历代志上，我们看到有一段很长的经文，我们不必念，是讲到大卫的颂歌。
And many verses of this psalm of thanks are found in the book of Psalms.
在 那段经文里头有很多字眼很多句子我们在诗篇里头可以看到
virtually verbatim
几乎是跟历代志上所记录的是一模一样的
thereby suggesting to commentators that even though certain psalms were not specifically these psalms were not specifically designated as psalms of DavidThey were most likely written by him.
因为这样的一个证据，以至于不少的解经家认为，虽然在诗篇里头有很多很多篇章没有很明白的清楚的说这是大卫所写的，但是因着这个缘故，我们可以把它认为是其实是大卫写的。
And we're going to be looking at some verses from some of these psalms.
我们现在就来看看一些经文颂歌。
In trying to define practically how do we worship the Lord with thanksgiving.
我们这样做是让我们能够比较实际的比较的具体的来看看我们怎么样才能够我们感谢神可以通过什么方式
and I want to bring out three ways that we can do this practically
我要提出三点我们可以在实际上我们可以应用来感谢神的方式
The first way that we worship the Lord with thanksgiving is to remember who he is and what he has done
首先我们感谢神用感谢来敬拜神的第一个方式就是我们得记得他是谁他为我们成就了什么
It begins with remembering.
所以一开始最开始我们得记得我们得记住别忘了。
In Psalm 105 verse 5, one of these psalms attributed to David,is verse 5, it says, Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced.
诗篇第105篇这个是大卫所写的第一节你们要
五节
第五节诗篇105篇第五节你们要纪念他奇妙的作为和他的奇事， 并他口中的盼语。
Also, if we look at Psalm chapter 100, verse 3,
我们看诗篇103篇。
This is specifically, this is not necessarily a psalm of David, but this is a psalm that specifically is a psalm of thanksgiving.
诗篇103篇第三节。
No, 不是，诗篇100，诗篇103节。
诗篇100篇，第三节。这首诗，并没有，明白的指出是大卫写的，但是这里他所说的跟感谢有关系。
It says, "Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture."
诗篇一百篇第三节，你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场场的羊。
It is He who made us.
我们是他造的。
He is our creator. Remember that.
他是我们的创造主，我们得记得。
It says we are his.
这是说我们是他的。
He owns us. Remember that.
他拥有我们，我们得记得，记住这一点。
And he owns us because he is our redeemer.
他之所以拥有我们，因为他是我们的救赎主。
We are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
我们是他的民，是他草场的羊。
Should not the creature, should not the created revere his maker?
所以我们这些被造的难道我们不应该来显示他的荣美吗？
If the Lord is our creator,
如果神是我们的创造
Then we can't take credit for who we are and what we have in the way of talents or accomplishments, gifts or abilities.
那么我们不能够不管是关于我们是谁或者我们所成就所有的能力或者是才能或者是成就我们就不能居功因为我们是受造之物。
Some of you may be saying,I can take credit for my accomplishments because everything that I have accomplished in my life, I have done with my own two hands.
也许在座的有些人会说，我对我的所有的成就或者某些成就，我可以居功，因为这些是我自己亲自用我的双手所成就的。
But if you say that, you forget one thing.
但是如果你这么说，那么你就忘了一件事。
Who gave you the strength or the health to carry out those accomplishments?
谁给了你力量？谁给了你健康，让你能够成就那些
？If you did not have the strength, you would have accomplished nothing.
如果你没有力量的话，你不可能成就什么。
The Lord is also the one who owns us.
神也是拥有我们的主。
So we need to submit ourselves to our owner, our master.
所以我们应该在主的面前顺服下来。
The things that the people of this world simply cannot accept about God, that he is our creator and that he is our owner.
世上很多人不能够接受这个事实，就是神是我们的创造主，神也是拥有我们的主。
These are the very things that should make believers desire to worship the Lord.
这两件事情是信徒们应该记得的，而且这两件事实就足以让信徒们愿意敬拜他，感谢他。
It is such an honor.
因为能够向创造主能够向拥有我们的主敬拜这是何等大的荣耀。
But the greatest reason that we worship God with thanksgiving is because he is our redeemer.
但是我们需要感谢神最更重要的一点是他救了我们。
We are his sheep and under his tender care as we saw in Psalm 100, because 100 verse 3, because the good shepherd has died for us.
我们是他草场的羊, 我们在他的, 细腻的爱的照管之下, 我们, 他因为他为我们舍命。
In John chapter 10, verse 11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
约翰福音第十章第十一节说, 我是好牧人, 好牧人为羊舍命。
There's so many things that once we remember about God, it should cause us to praise him and worship him.
有很多事情我们需要, 被提醒, 当我们记起这, 这么多的事情, 神的恩惠的时候, 我们就不得不, 感谢他, 敬拜他。
But what are some reasons that sometimes make it very difficult for us to remember?
那么为什么有的时候我们如此的健忘呢? 我们忘了他, 在我们身上的诸般恩惠。
And there are many reasons, but I just like to point out three of them to you.
有很多原因, 那我今天只想提出三点。
One is that we are simply by nature ungrateful and selfish and self-centered.
首先,我们的本性, 就是, 不懂得, 就是忘恩负义, 就是以自我为中心, 就是自私自利。
It's part of our sinful nature.
这是我们, 罪性的一部分。
So we continually need to be reminded, or maybe by being told, or just through personal Bible study.
所以我们需要一再的被提醒, 可能是别人来提醒我们, 或者当我们在, 灵修的时候, 圣经, 神的话直接的来提醒我们。
Where the Holy Spirit reminds us.
我们需要圣灵,
Another reason that makes it difficult for us to remember sometimes is that we tend to take what we receive for granted because we feel that we deserve it and it's no big deal because God, you should do this.
另外一个, 足以让我们, 不懂得感恩的原因是 我们有一个倾向, 就是, 为我们所获得的一切, 我们, 觉得是 要不就是理所当然的,我们该得的, 要不就是这没有什么大不了, 神, 你本来就应该把这些都给我。
I often see this and hear this in the attitude of, attitudes of children toward their parents.
我常常从, 孩子对父母的, 不对的态度上, 能够听到或者是看到这样一种, 心态。
Some parents who even greatly make great sacrifices for their children.
有的父母为他们的孩子做了很大的牺牲。
But if you were to ask these children, if they are grateful for what their parents have done, their attitude is, why?
但是如果你问这些孩子, 你对你父母, 为你所做的一切, 你感激吗? 那么, 他们往往的, 的态度就是, 为什么我得感激呢?
This is what they should be doing.
当父母的本来就应该这么做的。
Recently, I heard from a parent that there was a, that this parent helped to drive her child around.
最近我有一件事情就是 他的父母 有一对父母 他们把他们的孩子开车带来带去
And this child just totally didn't appreciate it and not only that would just this person would just call on the phone you go mom come pick me or didn't even sometimes doesn't even say mom come pick me up
但是这个孩子好像不懂得感激, 比方说有的时候他事先, 通知都不通知, 他就, 打电话让他的妈妈来接他, 甚至他, 还不说妈, 他就说, 来接我。
And this is a believer.
而这个孩子是个信徒。
And if the parents are a little bit late, they get mad.
那如果父母, 父亲或母亲晚了一点, 那, 他们就生气了。
You know, but you know, sometimes That is the attitude that we have towards God. The attitude of children toward parents is often our attitude towards God.
但是我们要知道，孩子们对父母的这样的态度，其实，正是我们常常我们对神就是这样的一个态度。
Because we feel that we deserve everything that God gives us.
因为我们觉得我们该得，神所给我们的一切都是我们该得的，配得的。
And it's something that he should do when he doesn't have to do it.
而且是神大可不必这么做，如果他不愿意的话，但是我们觉得他就应该这么做。
One other reason, I want to point out that it is often maybe difficult to remember, and this is something that just I experienced recently, is missing the forest for the trees.
另外一个我要提到的，为什么我们有的时候会忘了神在感谢就是见树不见林。
We don't remember because we have become so distracted by circumstances in our lives that we either don't realize or we miss what God has done or is doing already.
我们常常忘了神在我们身上的恩惠。因为我们常常被很多琐事分心了因此我们就看不见大的图画。
Just a small example that I was reminded of this. Recently, we had a gospel camp.
有一个小的例子，就是最近我们有福音举办了一个福音营。
And, praise the Lord. The Lord really used our brother Alex to make an impact in the lives of many people at the gospel camp.
我们赞美神，因为神使用了Alex， 在我们看到福音营很有果效。
And I remember right before the gospel camp, as the committee was finishing the preparations.
我记得在福音营开始以前。这个筹备委员会在做最后的一些准备。
I have to admit that I wasn't feeling very, very thankful.
我必须承认，我那个时候不是很有感谢的心。
Or very worshipful.
或者有准备好了有正确的敬拜神的心态。
In my mind, it was just like, oh, you know, this isn't ready yet, this isn't ready yet, so on and so forth.
因为那个时候我心里所想的就是这件事还没做完，那件事还没有完工等等，还没有准备好。
And suddenly this thought hit me. I have provided over 90 people to come to this camp to hear the gospel.
我甚至有这么一个念头，让90个人能够来到福音营。
They're coming to hear the gospel.
他们让他们来听福音。
Is that not praiseworthy in itself?
这件事本身就足以让人让人感谢，对不对？
And that was an example in my life of missing the forest for the trees.
这是一个我见在我的生活中一个见树不见林的这个错误的一个例子。
And I think that perhaps happens in all of our lives at some point or other.
也许这样类似的例子在我们的每一个人的生活中我们都会经历到。
The Lord definitely wants us to remember what he has done in our lives.
神确实是盼望我们能够记得，别忘了他在我们身上的恩惠。
Because of time, we won't turn to these passages, but in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 10 and following.
因为时间的关系，我们不念这些经文。在生命记第六章，比方说
，The Lord had given all these things to the Israelites, things that they didn't acquire for themselves. He just provided these things for them.
神把这一切都供应给以色列人，他们自己不是以色列人自己去得到的，乃是神白白的供应给他们的。
Actually, I'm sorry, I take that back. Let's look at it. Deuteronomy 6, verse 10.
好，那我们还是来看这些经文吧。生命记第六章第十节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 10 and 12, 10 to 12.
十节到第十二节。
God cares that we remember what he has done.
神真的很在意我们记得他为我们成就的一切。
He says, when the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give you, a land with large flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Then when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt.Out of the land of slavery.
生命记第六章第十节，耶和华你的神领你进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许给你的地，那里有诚意，又大又美，非你所建造的；有房屋装满各样美物，非你所装满的；有凿成的水井。非你所凿成的，还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的，你吃了而且饱足。那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。
But there is no greater there is no clearer indication from our Lord that He wants us to remember than the command of Jesus telling us that in taking communion.To do this in remembrance of me.
但是，神要我们别忘了他在我们身上一切的恩惠，这样的一个心意，最明显的莫过于，主耶稣基督自己所亲自，说的，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Jesus tells us in Luke 22:19 that when we eat of the bread, that We are to remember him. He says, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
路加福音第二十二章第十九节，在擘饼的时候，耶稣这么说，二十二章第
十九，
第十九节，你们，又拿起饼来，祝谢了，就擘开，递给他们。说这是我的身体为你们舍的你们也应当如此行为的是纪念我
In 1 Corinthians 11:25 Jesus said about the wine or the grape juice that represents his blood
在哥林多前书第十一章第二十五节耶稣说那个葡萄汁是代表他的血
This cup is the new covenant In my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
哥林多前书第十一章第二十五节。耶稣这么说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
God dealt with the Israelites based on a certain agreement or contract, so to speak, called the covenant of law, consisting of covenant blessings and covenant curses.
神跟以色列人所立的约是包括祝福跟咒诅。
The way he dealt with them is with a set of laws. If you obey me,I will bless you. If you disobey me, I will curse you.
神跟以色列人所立的约是有一套的律法。你如果遵行我的命令，我就祝福你。你如果违抗我的命令或者不那么我就咒诅你。
But that covenant of law could not save them. It could only reveal to them that they were sinners.
但是这样的这些律法不能够拯救以色列人，只能够让以色列人发现自己其实是彻彻底底的罪人。
that they must have a savior to save them from their sins because they could not possibly save themselves.
这样的一套律法所启示给以色列人的就是他们自己不能够自己救自己因为他们是根深蒂固的罪人他们需要有一个救主来救他们。
For this covenant of law was based purely on justice.
因为这样的一套律法约它的基础是建立在建立在
公义
建立在公义上。
And the verse that encapsulates this covenant of law is the soul who sins is the one who will die.
所以这样的一个观念从一个经文里头可以显示出来就是犯罪的人必须死。谁犯了罪谁就得死。
But now in Christ, we are part of the new covenant.
但是现在在这个恩典的时代我们所立的神跟我们所立的约是恩典之约是一个新约。
The covenant of grace.
这是一个恩典的约。
And this covenant consists only of promises and blessings.
这样的一个约里头所包含的只有祝福跟应许。
No more curses.
不再有咒诅。
Because there was one provided that who became a curse for us.
因为有一位已经代替我们成了咒诅。
This is a covenant that was sealed, a new covenant sealed by the blood of Jesus.
这个约是用基督耶稣的血所立的新约。
It doesn't mean that justice is gone. God's justice is no longer applies.
这并不表示神的公义就不存在了。
It just means that his justice was completely satisfied by the death of Christ for us on the cross.
这只是说当主耶稣基督为人舍命流血被钉死在十字架上的时候神的公义就得到满足就完成了。
And this is what Jesus meant when he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood.Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
这就是当耶稣基督说这话的时候，他的意思。这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
So worshiping God with thanksgiving requires that we remember.
所以如果我们要真心诚意的用感谢来敬拜神，那么首先的要求就是我们得记得神在我们身上的恩惠。
But it cannot stop with just remembering what God has done or who He is.
但是我们不能就停在这儿。
But that remembering would change the way that we live as a way of worship to Him.
但是呢，这样的一个这样的一个记得记住他的恩惠会改变能够改变我们在他的面前生活的方式
That our lives would show our thankfulness in not just in lip service
他会让我们真的在生活上能够显出我们对他的感谢来而不是在嘴巴上说说而已
How can we show that thanksgiving? How can we worship God with that thanksgiving? Is not only just remembering, but telling others about what He has done.
那么，所以我们要怎么样用感谢来敬拜他呢？不仅是记得他对我们的恩惠，而且我们要告诉别人他的恩典。
Let's take a look at a couple of verses. Psalm 105, verse 1. This is also from David.
我们现在来看看几段经文诗篇105篇第一节这是大卫所写的诗歌诗篇105篇第一节
That came from the First Chronicles 16 passage
这个跟刚才我们刚才所说的历代至上的那个大卫的颂歌是一模一样的。
It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him, sing praise to Him, tell of all His wonderful acts."
诗篇一百零五篇第一节，你们要称谢耶和华，求告他的名，在万民中传扬他的作为。要向他唱诗歌颂，谈论他一切奇妙的作为。
If our worship of the Lord and our thanksgiving is only a personal thing that we have between us and God,
如果我们对神的借着感谢对神的敬拜，仅仅限于我们跟神之间私人的个人的关系的层面的话
，then our worship of Him is too narrow. It is too selfish. It is too incomplete.
那么我们对神的敬拜就是非常狭窄的，是非常以自我为中心的，是非常自私的，是不完全的。
In Psalm 96, verse 2, also from 1 Chronicles 16, that Psalm of Thanks.
诗篇96篇
96, yes, verse 2.
第二节，这个也是跟那个历代至上那个大卫的颂歌里头是一模一样的。
It says, "Sing to the Lord, praise His name, proclaim His salvation day after day, declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples."
诗篇九十六篇第二节，要向耶和华歌唱，称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩，在列邦中述说他的荣耀。在万民中述说他的奇事。
In Psalm 96, verse 7, in verse 7, it says, "Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name."
诗篇同样的九十六篇第七节，民中的万族啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，都归给耶和华。
We are to give the Lord the credit that is due Him, and we are never to try to take the credit for ourselves. That would be trying to steal. That would be trying to steal God's glory.
我们要把所有的荣耀都归给耶和华。我们不应该自己荣耀自己，或者在任何的事上居功。要不然的话，那就是偷窃了神的荣耀。
This summer, I had an opportunity to go on a short-term mission trip to Taiwan.
今年夏天我有机会到台湾去做短宣。
And we were able to work together with a missionary couple there.
我们跟一对传道人夫妇，宣教士夫妇，一起工作。
And as some of you know, Jeremy Lin is really big in Taiwan.
也许你们知道，在台湾，林书豪很受欢迎。
His pictures are plastered everywhere.
到处都可以看见他的照片。
Because Jeremy Lin is Taiwanese.
因为
I think you know that.
因为林书豪是所谓的台裔美人。
And have you ever noticed that he wears those little plastic bands on each wrist?
你有没有发现
Or he used to, at least.
他以前好像常常在身上带着一个
No, 不是身上就是在这个
手
上
带对带着一个
两个橡皮的
好像是橡皮圈
Okay, do you know what is said, what is written on those bands, wristbands?
你知道那个橡皮圈上写着什么吗
It's not live strong. Okay, it's in Jesus' name I play.
那个上面写的说，我奉耶稣基督的名打球。
Not in Jesus' name I pray, but in Jesus' name I play. Okay. Right.
我不是奉基督耶稣的名玩耍，我是奉基督耶稣的名打球。
Okay, all right. He is trying to give the glory to God.
所以反正
he's a believer. And when we were in Taiwan, this was a way that the missionary couple that we worked with would attract the kids to come and to hear the gospel. They would give away these free wristbands. In Jesus' name I play, these Jeremy Lin wristbands. They would all just come and just, you know.
所以我们吸引小朋友来的一个方式就是赠送这个林书豪手上戴的那类似的那样的橡皮圈，说我奉基督耶稣的名打球。
The Lord should always get the credit.
所以我们的神应该在凡事上都得着荣耀。
Tell of his story to those around us.
所以我们应该向周围的人传讲他奇妙的作为。
You will face rejection.
也许你会受到排斥。
You will face ridicule.
也许你会被人讥笑。
You may even face persecution.
你甚至可能面临迫害。
But there will always still be some that are willing to listen.
但是总是会有某些人愿意听的。
And they will be moved by the message of the gospel.
总是会有人会受到感动的。
Recently, there were some brothers and sisters from the college and postgrad group who went out to a local park around our church to do cold contact evangelism.
那个最近在我们的教会有弟兄姐妹大学毕业生弟兄姐妹到附近的一个公园去传福音。
And basically we would just you know see people sitting there or whatever just go up and just talk to them.
我们是直接的接触他们如果看到有人坐在那边或者是做什么我们就跑到他们前面去传福音。
And we would use a survey that started out with very general questions and slowly, if they're interested, lead to, would you like to hear more about Jesus? And then we could share the gospel with them.
我们有一个调查表我们一开始是问一些比较一般的问题然后慢慢的越来越有意思然后到最后我们问你愿意不愿意多认识耶稣基督呢？
And I was with another guy, and we went out in twos, and we came to this group of high schoolers that were sitting there in the park.
我跟另外一个人一组，我们就到公园里头，我们看到一群中学生。
And we just kind of went and talked to them. And one question, the first question I on the survey, do you believe in God?
我们就跟他们谈话。那么在这个调查表上的。问卷调查上的第一题就是你相信神吗
？That brought a lot of laughs.
然后很多人就笑了。
And one girl said, you know, I believe in me. You know, she was drinking a soda. You know, I believe in soda.
所以很多人就这些人就嘲笑，有一个女孩子说。我相信我自己。那他拿着一杯一个饮料，所以他就说：“我相信这个饮料。”
But there was one guy that was sitting there, and he says, "Actually, I consider myself to be an atheist."
但是这里头有一个人，他有一个男的，他说：“其实我自认为自己是无神论者。”
Actually, he says because I don't consider myself as believing in anything.
因为我不觉得我信。什么东西我什么都不信。
But I said, would you be willing to go through this survey? He goes, okay, sure.
那然后我就问他，那你愿不愿意接受这个这个调查一题一题的回答呢？他说当然。
All the other young people around him weren't interested. They all left. He was alone sitting there.
其他的人没有兴趣，他们就都走了。但是他一个人坐在那儿。
And went through the survey, it got more and more specific. Finally, it says, you know, would you like to hear more about Jesus?
他就一题一题的回答那个那些问题，那么越来越具体，到呢最后一题就是你愿意不愿意更多了解基督是谁
？He says, sure.
他说当然。
So he allowed us to go through a gospel booklet, an entire gospel booklet with him.
所以他就让我们跟他过了一本小小的福音书福音册。
And they were actually there for a birthday party. So during the sharing, there was a time all the students were gathered around and they were all singing happy birthday. It was so loud, and we thought, you know, this guy's going to be so many distractions.
其实他们聚在这些中学生聚在那儿是为某个人开一个生日的会，所以旁边那些人都在旁边唱生日快乐歌，所以我们本来想，糟糕，这个人一定要分心了，一定会被分心了，不能专心。
But this guy, it was like they weren't there. He was dead on focused. He was totally in the zone.
但是很奇怪的，这个人他居然能够全神贯注的在那些调查的问题上。
And at the end, I basically make a long story short. At the end, I asked him, "Do you want to? Are you willing to receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord?"
所以长话短说，反正到最后我就问他，你愿意不愿意接受基督耶稣做你的救主
？He sat there for a long time without saying anything.
他坐在那儿很久，他什么话都没说。
He says.Not at this time.
最后他说，我现在还没准备好。
I encouraged him a little bit more. You know, you don't want to wait. If this is something that you desire, something that you feel that you sense that you need to do it now.
但是我就催促他说，你不能够等。如果你现在心里有这种感觉，你该做的话，你就现在就是你该。行动的时候
Again, he was struggling there for a period of time, and finally he said, "Not right now. I need to think about it some more."
然后他就在那儿挣扎了一会儿，最后他还是说，现在我还没准备好。
He did not receive Christ at that moment.
在那个时刻，他并没有接受耶稣基督。
But he was willing to listen.
但是他愿意听。
And I believe that he seriously was and is seeking.
我相信他是真心的在寻求。
Make known, show your worship him with thanksgiving by making him known.
所以要用感谢敬拜神的一个方式，就是传扬他的名。
And finally,another way that we worship the Lord with thanksgiving is by offering gifts of ourselves or our time or our resources.
最后我们可以用敬拜来感谢来敬拜神的一个方式，就是我们把我们的资源，把我们的时间，把我们自己献给他。
In Psalm 96 verse 8,
诗篇九十六篇第八节
also correlating with 1 Chronicles 16, it says, "Bring." Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts.
这个跟历代志上的大卫的颂歌里头也是一模一样的。第九十诗篇九十六篇第八节，要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他，拿供物来进入他的院宇。
And in Psalm 100, which is specifically a psalm of thanksgiving, it says in verse 2, "Worship the Lord with gladness." But actually, in the King James and NAS, that word "worship" is translated as "serve the Lord with gladness."
诗篇第一百篇，一百篇是一个感谢的诗，第二节。你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。在钦定本的圣经，以及在新美国标准本的圣经，这个所谓的侍奉，他们是当作为服侍。对不起。是敬拜，但是在那两本版本里头是当作侍奉。
If you are thankful, you will remember.
所以如果你诚心诚意的感谢神的话，你会记得。
If you are thankful, you will make him known.
如果你真的是感谢神的话，你会将他的名宣扬出去。
If you are thankful, you will serve him with gladness.
如果你真的是感谢神的话，你会乐意侍奉耶和华。
And the sense of the word "serve" here is to serve him as a slave.
这个侍奉在这儿， 的含义就是像奴仆一样的侍奉主人。
To serve a loving master who has died for his slaves.
一个奴仆侍奉一个慈爱的主人，因为这个主人曾经为他死。
Actually, I have to mention, I know we don't like to use the word slaves because it's a sensitive word, but in reality, John MacArthur just has a book out, it's called Slave. And he said that actually in the New Testament, virtually every word that is translated as servant actually refers to slave.
当然奴仆或者奴隶这个字眼是很敏感的字眼，很多人可能不乐意听。但是最近John MacArthur 出了一本书，在那本书里头他告诉我们其实在新约里头每一次这个侍奉或服侍这个字眼出现的时候，它的含义就是像奴仆一样的服侍主。
We are formerly slaves to Satan, but now we are slaves to Christ.
以前我们是撒旦魔鬼的奴仆，现在我们是基督耶稣的奴仆。
And we serve him not out of obligation or responsibility, because we love him. We love him because he has first loved us.
而且我们服侍这位主人不是出于一个该尽的义务或者是一种责任感，乃是乐意的服侍他，因为他曾经为我们舍命。
I can't guarantee, I'm not sure whether this is a true account, but it is one that is very touching to me.
我不知道我现在要说的是不是一个真实的故事，但是这件事情让我很感动。
There was an auction where they were selling slaves and they were bidding for one of the slaves.
所以在一个奴隶拍卖场，他们就在喊价，要出卖奴隶。
And one person, it says, who will bid for this prime specimen? And one person outbid all the others.
所以有一个人就很诚，就他出的价钱是最高的，那么他就把那个奴隶就算是买了。
So afterwards, he took the slave with him, and then halfway through back to his house, he took out the key and unloosed the chains of the slave and said, "You're free."
所以他就把这个奴隶就带走了，因为他买了他。然后到中间，还没有到家，在中他就拿出钥匙来把那个奴隶身上的锁链给解开了，然后说你从此之后就是自由人了。
And the slave said, what do you mean? You bought me, you own me, I'm your property.
这个奴隶就问说你这是什么意思，你买了我，你拥有我，我是你的财产。
He says, yes, I own you, and I have chosen to set you free.
他说这个主人说对，我拥有你，那么我的选择就是让你释放你，让你得自由。
And this slave was so grateful that he says, I want to come back to your house to serve you.
那么这个奴隶就很感激，所以他就说我愿意跟你回家侍奉你。
And it is told that people who came to the house noticed a vast difference between that person and the other servants or slaves in the house.
那么到他家这个主人家的人都注意到这个奴隶他的态度，他服侍的态度跟其他的奴隶不一样。
They noticed this person who is now his hair was beginning to turn white on the sides, but they noticed that he never complained about things being too difficult or too much work to be done, and he also never once looked at the clock to see when it was quitting time.
那么这个奴隶在那个主人家多年了，所以他的头发已经开始发白了。但是他们注意到他从来不抱怨，当他碰到困难的时候他也什么都不，他也不诉苦，他也从来不看时间，看看是不是该收工的时候了。
I'm not sure whether this story is true.
我不知道这是不是一个真实的故事。
But what is true is that serving the Lord out of gratitude and love will result in a very different type of service than serving out of obligation or responsibility.
但是有一件事情是真真实实的，就是如果一个人是乐意的侍奉耶和华，那么他做出来的事情的结果一定是很不一样的。
Recently, I was just talking with a man who had stopped coming to church.
最近我跟一个到我们教会来的人谈话。
And one of the things that I was able to find out was that one reason why this person didn't want to come, he says that whenever I go to church, it's just like people always want me to do things, to serve.
我跟一个人他不喜欢到我们教会来，然后我就发现他说就是每一次我到教会去，人就是问我要不要服侍。
And I can't say no, because I'm a Christian, and this is what a Christian should do.
他说我不能拒绝别人的要求，因为我是基督徒，一个基督徒就应该服侍。
So I do it, but I don't really feel like doing it.
但是，所以我就服侍了，我就做了，但是其实我不是心甘情愿的在做。
He was so going to church to him was a tremendous stress.
所以去教堂对他来说是一个很大的给他很大的压力。
But if we're serving the Lord out of gratitude, out of love, we'll be able to serve with gladness instead of drudgingly, and it will not be easy for us to be burned out.
但是如果我们是出于一种感恩的心，出于一个爱神的心去侍奉的话，那么我们肯定是会乐意的侍奉耶和华，我们也不容易觉得疲惫。
In order to serve the Lord with gladness, we need to remember who and why exactly we are serving.
如果我们要乐意的侍奉耶和华，我们得不能忘记耶和华或神是谁，他成就了什么。
In Revelation, there is a church in Ephesus in Revelation 2:3.
在启示录，我们看到一个教会，就是以弗所，在第二章第三节。
And we'll close right after I share this verse. In Revelation 2:3, the church in Ephesus has been called the careless or the loveless church.
以弗所教会在启示录里头被称为是一个漫不经心的，或者是没有爱心的教会。
It says you have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love.
他说，你也能忍耐，为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心。
This was a serving church, a sacrificing church, and even a suffering church, as we see in these verses.
在这些经文里头，我们看到这个教会不缺服事，不缺劳苦，甚至为基督的名而受到受苦。
But the service was not done out of love for Jesus. If not out of love, then what was their service, you know, for what reason were they serving?
但是他们的服事不是出于爱心，爱主。那如果服事不是出于爱主的话，那他们到底是在服事谁呢？
Maybe they were serving out of obligation.
也许他们服事是因为出于一个觉得这是一个义务。
Maybe out of habit.
或者是一个习惯性的的事做事。
Maybe out of a sense of responsibility.
或者是出于一种责任感。
Maybe it was for self-recognition or self-glory to try to maintain a reputation among others that they worked so hard for Christ. They were so devoted to Christ.
或者甚至是出于一种需要一个种自我的肯定，或是出于一种自夸，要让大家知道他们为教会有多么的劳苦。
Whatever it was not out of love for Christ or for others.
不管是出于什么动机，反正绝对不是，这不是出于对神的爱。
And for that, they were rebuked by Jesus.
因着这个缘故，耶稣基督责备他们。
Unless we are serving out of love for Christ and for others, there can be no gladness, there can be no joy in our service.
除非我们服侍神是出于一种爱，出于一种感激，我们才能够乐意的服侍神，否则的话，我们的服侍不可能有任何的快乐。
And a loving heart for Christ always goes together with a thankful heart.For Christ. Without these, it is impossible to serve the Lord with gladness.
而我们之所以会对神有爱，是因为我们对他充满感恩。 那么这两者是并行的。
I want to close with an illustration.
我最后用一个例子来结束今天的正道。
In the 1600s, there was a man named Martin Rinkhart who was a German pastor.
在17世纪，有一个德国的牧师。
And he wrote the words to the hymn, "Now thank we all our God."
他写了他为这个诗叫我们现在来都来一起来感谢神写了那个歌词。
And as you sing the words, it just sounds like any song of thanksgiving to the Lord.
当我们唱这首诗的时候我们听起来就是一个对神感谢的诗。
That is until you realize the conditions under which those words were penned.
但是当我们了解到这首诗歌是在什么样的情况下被写出来的时候我们才能够比较深刻的了解其中的含义。
He wrote it during the 30 years' war in Europe, a time of death, of sorrow, of famine and plague.
他写这首诗歌的背景是欧洲有30年的战争在这30年的战争之中充满了死亡充满了饥荒充满了种种的不幸。
There were many ministers in the city where he lived. They all died. He was the only one left.
在他所居住的城市里有很多本来有很多传道人但是他们都死了就剩下他。
During that time, he conducted up to 40 funerals in one day, including the funeral of his wife.
在那个时候有的时候他一天需要主持40个葬礼其中有一个是他的太太。
And it was under those conditions that he was able to write the words of this hymn, Psalm number 23, if it's possible for us to sing at the end, which were said as a table grace for his family before their meals.
是在这样的一种背景，这样的一种情况下，他写了那首诗歌，是在第二十三首。如果我们有机会，等一下可以唱。这是他作为一个谢饭的祷告。
In spite of the war and the plague around and the sorrow within,
尽管外在有战争，有饥荒，尽管他内心充满了悲痛。
He was able to give thanks to the Lord from a grateful heart.
在这样的情况下，他还是能够从心底发出对神的感恩。
This was a man who knew his God well.
这的确是一个真正了解神是谁的人。
This was a man who was worshiping the Lord with thanksgiving.
这是一个真正懂得要用感恩来敬拜神的人。
May the Lord cultivate in us a consistent heart of thankfulness toward Him.
也盼望神能够让我们每一个人能够逐渐地发展出这样一种真心诚意来感恩来敬拜他的心。
That it may both glorify Him and please Him.
以至于我们的所做的都能够讨他的喜悦，都能够把荣耀。一切的荣耀归给他。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you this morning, recognizing, Lord, that we are undeserving of your love.
亲爱的天父，今天早上我们来到你的面前，我们认识到我们的确是。
Lord, by nature, by our sinful nature, we are ungrateful. We are selfish and self-centered people.
我们的本性，是我们是自私自利的，我们是以自我为中心的，我们是忘恩负义的罪人。
All we want to think about is just ourselves. All we want to think about is what's in it for us.
我们所想到的总是我们自己。我们所想到的总是跟自己有关的利益。
But Lord, you continue to love us.
但是主，你还是继续的爱我们。
You continue to want the best for us.
你继续的愿意我们所有的都是最好的。
And Father, you have shown your love by giving us your best, your one and only Son, Jesus Christ.
你 借着牺牲你自己最爱的独生爱子来表明你对我们的爱。
And because love desires a response in return.
爱总是盼望对方有回应。
You have told us to not forget you.
因此你告诉我们别忘了你。
Lord Jesus, you have said, do this in remembrance of me.
主耶稣基督亲自说，你们如此行，为的是纪念我。
Father, we know that this life is not going to be easy.